Hello again. Now, I'm wearing my Simon Webb History Debunked hat today. What, this one here, Ed? You mean the policeman's hat? Yes, the policeman's hat. Because I've read something in the newspaper which is a bit stupid, and I want to... And I want to talk to you about it. I want to talk to you about an example of what stupidity, of what short-term thinking really means in everyday life. And that is buying a house that's very, very close to an eroding cliff edge. Before I do that, please remember to subscribe, and in particular to subscribe on my Substack, jollyheretic.com, because that is where you get all of the best content, content I didn't dare put on YouTube, content I put there before I could put it on YouTube, films we're making, vlogs, all kinds of stuff. And also you can support the Jolly Heretic for as little as a pint of beer a month, which I'd be most violently grateful for. So please go over to jollyheretic.com and subscribe there, and become a paid subscriber. Now, there was a fascinating article which really highlights in a way that little else can what short-term thinking, which is very strongly related to low IQ, means. And imagine if people thought in this kind of short-term way across society what it would mean. It would mean a society that was falling apart. And this article is about, as I say, buying a house very, very close to an eroding cliff edge and then being surprised 25 years later that your house might fall into the sea. I mean, it's extraordinary. It's like low IQ means never being able to learn from experience, and this is what we see. Now, the article is entitled Despair of the Residents Whose Norfolk Village Has Been Left to Fall into the Sea. And they bought it when the sea still seemed miles away, quote, but now they are facing seeing their home in ruins. Now, we've got to feel sorry for these people, but ultimately they have made a very unintelligent and short-termist decision, which they, on some level, must have known they were making at the time. They pushed the consequences into the future. The future, yeah, that was for future Homer to think about. And now they are ruining what they have done because those consequences have come home to roost in a fairly major way. It is the ultimate example of living in the now and not thinking that the future will ever come. So Christine Morris, who is the single mother of a 10-year-old daughter, bought her home in Hemsby 24 years ago. That home is now 65 feet from the edge of the cliff. It is dangerously close to the extent that she can't go out of her front door at night in case she falls off the cliff. She bought the house. We discover that she bought the house, which is a rickety little thing with no actual foundations into the ground, for £23,000 in the year 2000. When she bought it, there was a road in front of her house and a row of houses in front of her house. And beyond that, there was a sand dune. She said that the sea was about 130 feet away. Now, in 2018, the beast from the east came. There was a terrible storm, a huge storm, and seven of the houses in front of her house fell into the sea, with the consequence that all of the other houses were declared unfit for human habitation and pulled down. Then, some years ago, they put up a load of granite in areas surrounding Hemsby, which were more populated. This protected the cliffs surrounding Hemsby, but obviously funneled the sea, the harshness of the sea, into Hemsby, with the result that now they are perilously close to the sea. Now, but then you discover some interesting things about what has actually happened, which is that when she bought her house in the year 2000, it was already known that 53% of cliffs in the UK are unstable. So it's a very bad idea to buy a house that is relatively close to the sea. Moreover, she had to pay for her house in cash. Why do you think the house was so cheap? It was cheap because it was by the sea, by an eroding cliff, and there was every danger that one day the house would fall into the sea. We discover that she was not able to get a mortgage on this house precisely because of the future risk that it would fall into the sea. So she had to pay in cash for the house. When she did so, as I say, she was 130 feet from the sea. Now she is 65 feet from the sea, and the sea is eroding her garden every single day. Now, another couple that are discussed were told that the sea, when they bought the house, that the sea was eroding at 1 metre per year. And when they bought the house, they were told by a plumber that they'd have a good 15 years living in that house. But unfortunately, it hasn't. It's been less than 15 years because there have been some major storms. And now there are parts of that village that are no more than 6 metres from the sea, and they are about to be declared unfit to live in, and the people lose everything. So let's understand what these people have done. They have bought a house in cash and been told in no uncertain terms that they will at most have about, at most, you know, have, it's 1 meter a year. So at most, if they buy it and it's 65 feet, meters from the sea or something, they've got 65 years in it, which means they will not have anything to pass on to their descendants. So ultimately, the house will become utterly worthless. That doesn't take into account massive storms, which have sped up the process of erosion. When they bought the house, they were refused a mortgage because the attitude was that, well, look, you know, the house could fall into the sea before you could pay the mortgage off. And the house was astonishingly cheap. Why? Because there was every risk of the house falling into the sea. And now they are going to the Mail Online and demanding, with a petition, demanding that something is done to save their properties. Now it's becoming clear they're going to fall into the sea. This is the ultimate example of low IQ, short-termist thinking. It should have been obvious to anybody 25 years ago that it was a terrible investment if the cliffs are collapsing at a rate of 1 metre per year and that storms will heavily speed this up. It is a terrible investment to buy a house right by the sea. And that is evidenced by, in Norfolk, where the cliffs are eroding. And that is evidenced by the fact that you can't get a mortgage and the house is incredibly cheap. And property surveyors and plumbers and whatever are actually saying to you, oh, yeah, well, you'll have a good 15, 20 years in this house before you have to leave, which ultimately means you won't be able to sell it and it will be worthless. Imagine this spread society-wide. That is the future in a society where we are declining by an average of one IQ point per decade. And that erosion is slow enough, one IQ point per decade, 1 metre per year, that we don't really do anything about it until it's too late.